You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, there is a certain this economy giveth, this economy taketh away vibe to this whole pandemic, if you ask me. You get good news one day and then not so good news the next, or even sometimes good and bad in the very same story, which is us today. The Commerce Department reported this morning new home starts were up more than 22% in July from June. That is exactly how it sounds. Builders breaking ground on new homes. Definitely good. But thank you, coronavirus. All the stuff all those builders are using to build all those homes has been getting more expensive. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going with the housing supply chain.
Mark Conter has some bad news for his customers. He's a home builder, part owner of Conter Quality Homes in Savannah, Georgia. This week, he's raising prices because the price he pays for timber is going through the roof.
From July 1 to August 1, we were up just shy of 45% in that short 30-day period alone.
Conter says the higher lumber costs will tack $8,000 to nearly $14,000 onto the price of one of his new homes. The rising cost of 2x4s is rooted in simple economics, supply and demand. The supply of timber is down because lumber mills shut down at the height of the pandemic. Housing demand, though, surged, according to Jerry Howard, head of the National Association of Home Builders.
I don't think anyone anticipated housing to come back this strongly, placing this much pressure on the demand for all of the components that go into a house.
Howard says prices for hundreds of components that are made in China are also up. Remember the trade war? Nails, hammers, bathroom fixtures are all subject to hefty tariffs. Still, housing demand won't fall anytime soon, says Oxford Economics lead economist Nancy Vandenhouten.
People, you know, want to, you know, have larger homes where they can work from home. They want, you know, the space to be outside if social distancing is something that's going to be with us for a while.
Vandenhouten says as long as interest rates stay low, buyers won't be scared off by the higher prices. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Today's corporate story comes to us out of Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart World Headquarters. The company reported second quarter profits this morning, and they are killing it, to be honest. E-commerce sales up 97%. Same-store brick-and-mortar sales up just short of 10%. Clearly, they are doing something right. We asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to find out what that something is.
If retail in America is a giant consumerism pie, then Walmart's slice is getting bigger. Charlie O'Shea is senior retail analyst at Moody's.
Walmart's certainly gaining share in pretty much every category.
Part of Walmart's success has to do with what it is selling. Essential goods that people still buy during a pandemic. Groceries, for example. Walmart's food operation is huge. $184 billion in sales last year. 1.5 times Kroger's sales.
Anywhere between 55 and 60% of Walmart's business would normally be consumables.
The other key to Walmart's success, probably the bigger key, is the way in which Walmart sells. Walmart sells in all the ways. Order online, delivery, pick up at the curb, or come into the store. Cheyenne Chatterjee is a professor at the Weatherhead School of Management.
They made a full court press on e-commerce very successfully.
However customers want to hand over their money, Walmart was ready even before the pandemic. Finally, Walmart has something else to thank for its success, according to Andrew Lipsman, principal analyst at eMarketer, and that would be the government.
Government stimulus checks and unemployment assistance, those dollars are probably more likely to get spent at Walmart than any place else.
Lipsman says Walmart's success is emblematic of a bigger trend in the pandemic. It's the biggest stores that have been able to lean into the moment and adapt. Smaller and medium-sized businesses are buckling. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.